I've never seen anything like this before.
Guys, I got a lead on what's going on.
Since I shot her,
this will help us build an army.
This is gonna be good!
If the purple ooze can turn humans into animals,
it's on, baby!
It could turn us into humans.
I mean, we don't have to be stuck down here forever.
If there's a chance that it'd make us human,
we're turtles, whether you like it or not.
Gear up, guys.
Okay, here's the deal. I wasn't one of the haters of the previous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, though I'll be the first to admit it had some problems. Unfortunately, like many sequels, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows doubles down on everything from the first film, including many of these problems. In this installment, the Turtles face a new threat from Shredder, who is now teamed with Krang. I do give the movie props for bringing in the characters from the original cartoon, which also includes Bebop and Rocksteady. However, these characters are so goofy and ludicrous in the real-world environment, they seem out of place. And that's talking about a movie with giant talking turtles in it. While the turtles themselves are entertaining, the action is too frenetic and overly CGI'd that it's hard to follow. And while Megan Fox is easy on the eyes, she's still one of the worst actors on the planet. And Tyler Perry is a villain with bad hair too, so you've got that going against it as well. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadow gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.